This is KBOO Portland, where the time is approximately 11:32 in the a.m. Coming up on the Radio Zine, host Paula Small speaks with members of Local African American Health Coalition, a nonprofit organization dedicated to promoting and improving health and wellness in Oregon's Black and African American community and beyond. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support, and thanks for listening to KBOO, your source for progressive talk, news, information, arts, and entertainment in Cascadia and beyond. Stay tuned for the incomparable Radio Zine.
Good morning, everyone, and everyone, good morning. Welcome to the KBOO Radio Zine with a special show called Community Spotlight. I am your host, Paula Small, and with me are special guests from the African American Health Coalition located right here in Portland, Michelle Blackwell and Tony Melson, with us here this morning to discuss the upcoming 18th annual Wellness Village Health Fair coming up next Saturday. It's an all-day event, as well as the Health Disparities Luncheon that's happening next Friday at 11:30 a.m. The African American Health Coalition will be celebrating 25 years next year. So they have been providing services specifically targeting the African American community and health here in Portland for 25 years, which is no easy feat considering the percentage of African Americans here in Portland, especially. They have a variety of programs available, all centered around wellness, health, and advocacy. And today, Michelle and Tony will be sharing more about what all of that means for the coalition, as well as for you, dear listener. Welcome, 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 Michelle and Tony.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Now, Michelle is the program manager at the African American Health Coalition, and Tony is the program development specialist. And they will be discussing a little bit about what the coalition does, the mission of the coalition, how it serves the African American community, as well as the community at large, the goals for Cover Oregon, the goals for the Wellness Village Fair happening next Saturday, and sort of what's on the horizon as so much is changing in with regards to health and wellness here in the country, but especially the state of Oregon. Michelle, can you give us a bit of an overview of the coalition?
Sure. The coalition is mission is to promote health and improve wellness among Oregon's African American community through health education, advocacy, and research. We do this in a number of ways. We have a low-cost exercise program where African Americans can purchase and participate in exercise at the Matt Dishman Community Center. We have a health disparities luncheon that you mentioned each year, focusing on a specific topic relating to health, particularly in the African American community. We have a health and wellness village every year where the community comes together for free health screenings and fun activities in a multicultural environment, fun for kids and grown-ups. And each year we also have a wellness walk called the Soul Stroll, where folks get together and have a nice fun walk, do some dancing before and afterward, have some food, play around. And most recently we are working with Cover Oregon as a certified community partner to help Oregonians enroll in and obtain health insurance that's best for their family. Lots of work.
That is a lot of work, as we've all witnessed recently. There have been a lot of conversations about health insurance, health coverage, the exchanges. There's been a lot of confusion, a lot of misinformation. What is the coalition's role in sort of helping everyone distill all of that information? It's a lot of information.
Well, this not only are we trying to be the healthiest African-American community and Portland, we are trying to be the healthiest African-American community in the United States. So with Cover Oregon, we are a certified partner with Cover Oregon. There's a lot of information out there on the news media outlets through our community. But what we do is we are a liaison between the community and actually Cover Oregon. Like we said, we're a certified community partner. We have applicant assisters at the African American Health Coalition. Me and Michelle are certified applicant assisters. And what we do is we help the community apply for Cover Oregon coverage as an applicant assister.
So basically, if someone has questions, they can find you and Michelle at the coalition and get some of those questions answered.
Yes, exactly. And we're going to answer as many questions as we can. Of course, we can't answer everything, but we're there for the community. And that's first and foremost. Cover Oregon, we're not so much promoting Cover Oregon. We're promoting what Cover Oregon and African American Health Coalition can do for our community.
That's awesome, actually. Mm-hmm. And are these services available then to the community at large?
They will be, but as of right now, the only way a person, a civilian, can apply is through a applicant assister and through a community partner such as African American Health Coalition.
Okay, so the only way to enroll with Cover Oregon is to find a certified community partner.
At this time.
Okay. It's good to know.
At some point in the future, folks will be able to go on to the coveroregon.com website on their own and explore and enroll in coverage without the assistance of a community partner. But right now, in order to help people through the process, a certified community partner is the only way to go.
Okay. Wow. How do you see this Cover Oregon? How do you see the coalition's partnership with Cover Oregon better assisting, better enhancing the African-American community at large here in Portland?
Well, I think one of our missions at the African American Health Coalition is to increase awareness on access to healthcare, disparities in healthcare, and that's exactly what this partnership will address specifically to our African American community in North and Northeast Portland, and all through Portland, for that matter. Just getting them able to have a resource that they can access equitable health care, which is and has been a serious issue in our community.
We'll be working really hard to get the word out and connect with people in a lot of different venues so that they know that healthcare.
That's awesome. There's easy access for all, especially. And especially with the African-American community, because limited access has been an issue, as I'm sure you're well aware, especially with healthcare, the access or lack thereof, the information, the knowledge, the experience, the education, the advocacy. I am aware that, and I know Michelle mentioned that there's a wellness program. There's a connection with the Matt Dishman Center. Could you explain a little bit more about that program as well?
Sure. So our low-cost exercise program is a partnership with Portland Parks and Recreation where folks can purchase a membership, essentially, for Matt Dishman. $25 for one quarter gets them into exercise on a regular basis with full access to the community center.
That is awesome. That's because that center is huge and they have a whole lot going on all the time. That's amazing. And what's the purpose behind having that resource?
Well, I think, the biggest thing is prevention. You know, we've have plenty of studies that exercise, nutrition, diet will prevent some of our prevalent diseases that we have in our community. And with offering programs like our exercise program, it's another way to access these preventive measures to help our community. And actually, just building onto it, we are going to expand on that program that to a level to where now, you know, we have our participants going in and exercising. Now we're going to get more specific and start making exercise programs available to them. So not only do they have a purpose when they're coming in, that they are there for a purpose when they come in, get a nutrition program that coincides with their exercise program, just so we can increase this prevention and at the same time create this sustainability platform.
Absolutely. Helping people to develop a healthy lifestyle.
That's awesome. This is Paula Small, and I'm bringing you a special KABU radio zine called Community Spotlight. And this morning, our spotlight is on the African American Health Coalition and our guests, Michelle Blackwell and Tony Melson, who are both leaders at the African American Health Coalition. And they've been talking a little bit about the coalition's mission, its commitment to the African American community, as well as the community at large here in Portland, but also statewide, their certified community partnership with Cover Oregon. For those unfamiliar, Cover Oregon is the latest program by the state of Oregon to assist community members who are unable to be insured otherwise or through traditional means, obtain that insurance coverage, especially with the Affordable Care Act upcoming. And they've been giving us a little bit of overview about the prevention, the sustainability that they're working on in improving the healthcare access and healthcare wellness of the African American community. We will be right back after this very brief musical break.
Expression of love is to give without expecting. The highest expression of love is to accept without exception, yeah. I have so much to learn.
If you're just joining us, you are listening to KABU 90.7 FM, your favorite community radio station. I am Paula Small, your host, bringing you a special KABU radio zine called Community Spotlight, where we are casting our spotlight this morning on the African American Health Coalition. We have been talking about Cover Oregon. We are going to talk about their upcoming 18th annual Wellness Village Health Fair, as well as their Health Disparities Luncheon. A whole lot of information to pack into this small segment, but hopefully you'll go to their website, which is www.aahc-portland.org. With us today, we have Michelle Blackwell and Tony Melson of the African American Health Coalition, and they've been sharing a lot of great information and about resources and sustainability and prevention and just all around community access to programs, thanks to the African American Health Coalition. Michelle, would you give us even more information? I know. Can you give us any more information about Cover Oregon? I feel like there hasn't been enough information for the amount of time that we really do have to kind of get everybody, you know, on track and the ball rolling. Could you give us a little bit more information about Cover Oregon, who can be covered?
Sure. So Cover Oregon is Oregon's marketplace where Oregon's insurance exchange, where all community members, regardless of their income level, can explore and purchase health insurance that's right for their family. That includes anyone who's buying it privately, and folks who are eligible for Oregon Health Plan or Healthy Kids, African American Health Coalition is available to support people to explore this coverage for free at any time. We're certified application assisters and excited to be able to help people access healthcare, health insurance, and healthcare.
And I want to point out that to be a certified applicant assister means that you have actually been trained by Cover Oregon, which I'm mentioning this to people because I believe that that's really key. You really want somebody who not only understands the program and your access to it, but have the information and the contacts to get even more information should you need it. So if anyone out there listening thinks that they would be interested in this, I do suggest that you find a certified applicant assister like you would find at the African American Health Coalition. That's great information. So basically, it is open to the entire community, which is good information also to know.
Yep. Individuals and businesses.
Yeah. That's absolutely great.
Individuals and businesses, and also, state programs versus access to private programs and plans as well. And, you know, just through Cover Oregon, we're not changing anything. It's just an expansion of our state programs that have been in existence. Oregon was leading the field of a nationwide transformation of healthcare. And all we're here to is make sure that everyone in our community has that that fair playing ground to get access to a quality health plan.
I like that this entire time of the interview, both Tony and Michelle have been, you know, really talking about the access, the equitable access, because, again, That's probably one of the reasons why the African American Health Coalition also hosts the Health Disparities Luncheon, because there's clearly disparities in access to healthcare and within the healthcare field for communities of color and particularly the African American community. And you do have an upcoming Health Disparities Luncheon. When is that?
Our Health Disparities Luncheon is next week on Friday, October the 11th, starting at 11:30 in the morning. It'll be at the Emmanuel Temple Church in North Portland. Tickets are available. Tables are available. It's going to be a really great afternoon. We have two speakers, Dr. Marcus Crowther from Mercy Fort Smith Medical Center and Robert Gaskin from the A1C Champion Program, which is a patient-led approach to diabetes education. And that's a little bit of a hint that the topic will be diabetes education and diabetes management in the African-American community.
And I do know that the African American Health Coalition, you have a lot of programs about diabetes management. Do you find that diabetes really has that tremendous impact in and within the African American community?
Yeah, it's a definite impact, not only in our community, it's nationwide. We definitely, as African Americans, have the biggest prevalence of diabetes in our communities. We get them from lifestyle habits. They're passed down. The type 2 diabetes that has also been increasing, you know, in our community. And, you know, just like we said, hopefully we are making some changes in people's perspectives and lifestyle approaches from intervention to prevention.
Lovely. And you have the upcoming 18th annual Wellness Village Health Fair. Can you give us a little bit more information about what's happening and when it's happening?
Yes. So it's our 18th annual Wellness Village. Yay.
Yay.
All right. So it's going to be held at Emmanuel Temple Church, and that's 1033 North Sumner Street, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's Saturday, October 12th. And what the village does is, once again, we're on access. We're going to have give the community the opportunity to receive some health screenings. Free health screenings. Everything at the village is free. We're going to have health screenings for blood pressure, depression, diabetes screenings. We even have some foot checks, some vision, hearing, may offer some self-defense classes. I mean, it's the whole realm of just being healthy. And having a healthy approach to life. We have activities for the kids. We have a kids pavilion. We encourage all families to bring their kids. It's a community event, and we want the kids to start on their journey to health when they're kids and throughout their adulthood. We'll have an exercise pavilion. We'll offer Zumba. We'll offer yoga. And we also have a new special class. It's the Cardio Blast for men. Our men love lifting weights, but when it comes to getting on the track, it's another story. So we have plenty of activities. We encourage everyone to come out. It's a fun-filled event for the family that addresses some health prevention aspects as well.
And Tony and I will be there in our Cover Oregon booth, enrolling people in Cover Oregon that day. So, you know, it really is going to be a wide range of activities and opportunities for people. We'll have organizations like the Kidney Foundation, NAACP, Providence, Susan G. Komen, and Legacy Health Systems, for example. Those are just a few of the folks that people will be able to come and talk to and get information from.
So, okay, so great. So we have the Health Disparities Luncheon where people can learn even more about diabetes and diabetes management through the lectures that will be there at the luncheon. That'll be next Friday at 11:30 in the morning.
Yep.
At Emmanuel Temple Church.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following day, all day, there's this basically a one-stop shop. You can sign up and get enrolled in Cover Oregon. You
yes.
can take a Zumba class.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I still am not sure what Zumba is, but I know that it's all the rage.
Yes.
And apparently, if you can especially get this class for free, apparently that's worth it. Maybe you can
it
check out Zumba
it.
And
yes.
see if you like it. Find out what it is.
Yes. And your kids can play, too.
Bring
the kids out to have a bunch of fun.
Yeah, the kids pavilion. Right. That is huge. Yeah, if you have children, they need to do something with that Saturday morning energy. Take them to Emmanuel Temple Church, apparently, for the African American Health Coalition's 18th Annual Wellness Village Health Fair. That'll, again, be 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And Emmanuel Temple is located at 1033 North Sumner in North Portland. But it's open to everybody. So whatever your quadrant, even if you're across the river in Vancouver,
yes.
all the way in Vancouver. Come on down.
Absolutely.
Yes. No, it sounds like a lot. That's a lot to pack in. Can I yeah. just share? I can't even imagine what that's going to be like.
Yeah.
But I'll be checking it out because I'm nosy that way. I have to see what Zumba is. What's Zumba? I've heard all about it.
Yes.
With
you'll have fun shaking your hips.
Yeah. Woo! I don't know. I think yeah. that's, yeah. I think it's going to be crazy.
It's good. High energy, high intensity. Anything that we can fool ourselves into doing and having fun. That's the key. So Zumba is fun, like you said, high energy. And the key is you're burning and you don't even know you're burning. So.
And we need the activity. That's the sad thing. We really do need the activity to prevent all of these diseases. Oh, my goodness. These have been the best minutes of just fun-filled but informative minutes that we could spend here on KBOO. This is Paula Small. I have been bringing you the special KBOO radio zine called Community Spotlight. And we shone our spotlight on the African American Health Coalition and their service to the community at large, but specifically within the African American community, surrounding wellness and advocacy and health prevention. With me, I've been very, very pleased to have Michelle Blackwell and Tony Milson representing the coalition and all of the work that they're doing, and especially around the luncheon that's next Friday, and then the Wellness Village Health Fair, which is next Saturday. You can find more information at their website, which is www.aahc-portland.org, or you can phone
Tony Melson and 503-413-1850.
That's awesome. Thank you both so much for being here. And seriously, thanks to the coalition for doing this, because I know how much we really, really need it in our community. And I appreciate that someone's out there doing all of this work. Thank you so much for listening to KBOO 90.7 FM, your favorite community radio station.
Well, that was too good to cut short. I enjoyed that. Thanks for the high energy beginning. It's noon here on KBOO in Portland, 90.7 FM, listener-sponsored community radio. I'm Lori Sonnenfeld, and coming up is Moving On. We come to you every Friday with folk music from noon to 1:30, and we're going to have live music today. We've got Howard Wade and the Jelly Roll Ramblers warming up in the next room. Very exciting. And a couple of messages for you, and we'll get into some music.
Hi, this is Judy Collins, and wishing KBOO Radio a happy 45th anniversary.
It's time for the KBOO News at Noon for Friday. Private prison company Corrections Corporation of America will not be operating the Idaho Correction Center outside of Boise. The Nashville-based company has ran the prison for 10 years. A federal judge has held the company in contempt of court for failing to repay taxpayers for unverified hours billed to them. So many prisoners have sued the prison for damages stemming from unsafe practices such as understaffing and vacant guard posts. A federal judge consolidated the cases and appointed American Civil Liberties attorneys for the plaintiffs. The contract is up for so-called Gladiator School in June of 2014. The decision to move the controversial homeless collective Right to Dream 2, or R2D2, to a spot under the Broadway Bridge has been tabled by Mayor Charlie Hale until October 16th. The meeting ended last night after 5 hours of testimony from individuals from Right to Dream 2, Pearl District residents, and business people. City Commissioner Amanda Fritz championed the deal to move the camp that has been designated an illegal recreational campground. One large company that is building a massive $20 million office building near the proposed site may get involved to find a solution for the camp so they don't have to look at it from their patio.